Fly ball, pretty well hit. Back goes Carden, looks up.
Primetime Sports.
This ball's out of here, a grand slam, home run.
We're always at the game.
It's time to take you out to the ball game as WGNS brings you high school baseball and softball coverage.
Swung on, left center field. This one is going to fall in the gap. One run will score. And two runs are in. Smith with a two RBI double.
John Dinkins and Brian Barrett take you to the first pitch with everything you need to know about our local teams and tonight's game. Now, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports team at the game for the First Bank pregame show.
Good evening and welcome to our State Farm Prep softball game on this Thursday afternoon. We're here at Eagleville as Eagleville hosting Middle Tennessee Christian School in softball. Got the chance here to corner Chad Lehman for just a second here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air pregame coach's corner. And, Coach, it's good to be out here at Eagleville where it looks like things are growing around.
Oh, yes, sir. It's grass is green. It's a great day for softball game.
Lots of building going on as well. New addition to the school. A lot of good things happening. This, by the way, is our first time that we've been able to broadcast both of these two teams together and here in softball, and it's going to be a nice evening for that. What do you know about the Lady Cougars?
They got two great hitters in their catcher and shortstop. They're great players. And they're very aggressive on the base path, and you know, I hear the pitching is there now. So you know, I just hear they're a pretty good team so far. I hadn't seen them play or anything, but I'm hearing good things about them.
The thing about softball is it happens so quick. There's not all the scouting that you have in football and basketball. It's just go out there and play your best.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no tapes, no exchange, nothing like that. You just go out there and play. And if you're not having a good day, it's not a good day at the park.
Well, talk to us about the Lady Eagles. What do you got out there tonight?
Right now we got a senior on the mound tonight that's not usually a pitcher. Our pitcher's probably out for the season right now. So we're pitching our second pitcher, and she's done a wonderful job. And we're coming along, just, you know, growing pains. We're pretty much freshman and sophomore. So we've had a lot of growing pains so far. So we're getting there, and we're learning and going on and trying to bond as a team. And it's been a joy to coach them so far. You know, even though it's ups and downs, they've responded well. So hopefully we will respond tonight and get a win.
Young team makes for gray hairs for coaches, doesn't it?
Yeah, or no hair. So, you know, either way. But, you know, like I always tell them, you know, I'm overweight anyway. I'm about a one French fry away from a heart attack. So, we don't need to put any more stress on me.
Well, Coach, I do appreciate you having us out. It's going to be a great evening, and looking forward to broadcasting here tonight from Eagleville High School. And good luck to you.
Thanks, sir. Thank you for coming out.
From Chad Lehman to Kim Elliott, Middle Tennessee Christian School Lady Cougars, and nice evening here for some softball from Eagleville, and our first time to ever broadcast the Lady Cougars, so we're excited about that, Kim.
We are. We're very excited about tonight.
Talk to us a little bit about what you're going to face here with Eagleville.
Well, I don't really know. I think it's going to be a good game. We've been waiting for this game since last year, since the last district game in the tournament, and it's going to be a good game.
Last year, if I remember correctly, there was one game that was he who scored last in that one, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a long game, but my girls played really hard. I mean, they played an awesome game.
Looks like you bring back some experience, and they're kind of freshmen and sophomores, so some of that experience may go into your favor. I don't know.
I think we're ready for this game. We've been looking for it all year.
So it's been one that's been kind of circled on the calendar, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, tell us a little bit about your Lady Cougars and how the season has gone so far.
Well, our district, we're 2-4. So we've played Community and Huntland. And then we've played Cascade and Forest, doubleheader at Forest, and Moore County.
Well, good luck to you here tonight, and it's a great night for softball. If folks are out listening around, driving around here in the Eagleville community, come on out and enjoy some good softball.
Definitely.
All right, Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's your Prentice Alsop Heating and Air pregame coach's corner with Coach Chad Lehman of Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School's Kim Elliott. We're going to come back, and John and I will talk about tonight's game and some of the other games on the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup and continue here on WGNS as part of the First Bank pregame show.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL. 2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back to Eagle Bowl as Eagle Bowl and Middle Tennessee Christian School about ready to get at it here. Hannah Mays in the pitcher circle for the Lady Eagles. And Middle Tennessee Christian School's Devin Welker, shortstop leading off. We'll get the lineups for you. And she has a
hit
single.
By pitch.
Oh, did she get hit by that one? Well, now she's going to try to take second. The throw down, not in time. So Welker on, hit by pitch, and now at second. With a stolen base, and Shelby Beckham, center fielder, is in. The count is 0-1 to her. Here's the wind and the pitch from Mays, and it's a strike called. John Dinkins, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. I'm sitting here patiently waiting to give these starting lineups for you whenever you're ready, sir.
Well, you can get them in between these pitches here. Here's the wind and the pitch outside.
For Middle Tennessee Christian School, Devin Walker will lead it off, play shortstop. Shelby Beckham in center field will bat second. Abby Sweeney doing the catching will hit third. Ashley Watson in the cleanup spot will bat cleanup and play third.
This one's fouled back and out of play here.
Five hitter is Kayla Hickey, number seven, playing first base. Claire Patton will bat sixth and pitch. Chandler Adams in left field will bat seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Jill Peterson. And batting ninth, Mallory Bowman. Second base, she'll bat ninth.
Here's the wind and the pitch. It is inside, so it evens the count at 2-2. To Shelby Beckham, the center fielder. Those lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet PAG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. I'll give you the Eagle Bowl defense here as well. 2-2 pitch. And it is going to be okay. She didn't get out of the way of the pitch. She was hit by it. So the count is full now, 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. It's high. And she takes a base. So a base on balls for Beckham. Brings up Abby Sweeney. The defense for Eagle Bowl, Lefevre. Heather Lefevre catching Hannah Mays. Jennifer Dowd over at first. Elizabeth Wilson at second. Jessica Pugh is at third. Risa Posada is playing short. It's Marlon Tidwell and Guerrera in the outfield. Strike on the outside corner called. Runner going. Welker is going to slide in safe over at third base. And runner Shelby Beckham also advances to second.
Ryan Devin Welker can fly, and she gets on base. She's going to steal you one base and now two.
Lady Eagles looking at some early trouble here. Pitch gets the outside corner from Hannah Mays, and she's ahead of Abby Sweeney, 0-2. Sweeney steps in, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Mays, swung on, fly ball, right field. It is going to go all the way to the wall. One run will score. Now two runs will score, and it's going to be a two RBI triple for Abby Sweeney.
that's a big way for the Lady Cougars to get started.
Got that on an 0-2 pitch, and she drilled it over the center fielder's head and rode all the way to the fence.
We say it every time, walks will kill you, and there were two walks prior to Sweeney's triple. Now it's Ashley Watson, the third baseman. The ball gets by, and this third run will score with Sweeney. So Sweeney scores on a pass ball or a wild pitch. And it's now 3-0. Lady Cougars leading the Lady Eagles of Eagleville. By the way, MTCS 2-4 in district play. Eagleville 0-6 in the district this year. Wide in the pitch. Pop up. Coming in is Wilson, and she snags it. So a pop to 4 on your scorecard. Now 1 away. Fifth batter of this inning, this first inning, Kayla Hickey, the first baseman. She is a righty as well. Long look in by Mays. Here's the wind of the pitch. Got the corner on the outside. She has gotten that pitch in. She winds and deals. This one too high, trying to catch the outside corner. Braves are off today. They are back at home. Well, not back at home. Home for the first time tomorrow. Pitch inside and high. Count now 2-1. Got a slate of games. We didn't have the chance to give you the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup, so I'll do that here, or John will here in a second. This pitch low, bounces in, and another walk. So Hickey is on with only one out. John, we got quite a slate of baseball and softball tonight.
Really do. The rubber game, a lot of these baseball games, Blackman at Riverdale, Laverne at Siegel, Oakland at Smyrna, Middle Tennessee Christian School at Nashville Christian, and Eagleville is at Summertown, and we'll give you the softball here.
First pitch is in there for a strike to Claire Patton, the pitcher.
We got this game here with the Cougars and the Eagles, Smyrna at Blackman in softball, Warren County is at Oakland.
Let's look at your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup of all the games coming up tonight. Pitch outside, got her on the corner. Let's see, Riverdale going for the sweep of Blackman and Siegel going for the sweep of Laverne, Oakland and Smyrna. That series tied at 1-1.
They've really had excuse me, Brian, go ahead.
She swung at it. It's going to have to be a strike them out, throw them out, I guess. Okay, said she couldn't run, so she's got to go back. But that does advance Hickey down to second.
First strikeout for Hannah Mays. Brian, I was going to mention some pretty good pitching from Riverdale and Siegel in those baseball series. Colin Snyder with a great effort last night for Riverdale. And, boy, Siegel's been lights out with their pitching in this in that series against Laverne.
First pitch is out, or just nips the corner. Now this one outside. They even the count at 1-1.
Last night, Smyrna beat Oakland in baseball 5-1. Siegel defeated Laverne 5-2. They remain undefeated. And Riverdale also remaining undefeated, beating Blackman 12-1. That game on WGNS last night, Brian, it was 2-1 in the fifth. They scored 10 runs, Riverdale, in the top of the fifth inning in that game.
Adams takes a big cut at this pitch and comes up empty. One ball, two strikes with two away here in the MTCS first. Swung on, chopper to short. Picked up by Posada. The throw to first and got her. Dowd brings it in easily. 6-3 on the putout. There were three runs on one hit, and there was one Lady Cougar left. And there were two walks and one hit by pitch. We're going to go to the bottom of the first. Your score, 3-0, Middle Tennessee Christian School. Eagleville coming up.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett, with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Starting lineups for Eagleville tonight, Teresa Posada will lead it off and play shortstop. Courtney Marlin will play left field, bat second. Yesenia Guerra will be in right field hitting third. Jessica Pugh at third base will bat cleanup. Hannah Mays will pitch, bat fifth. Ashley Tidwell over in center field will hit sixth. Heather LaFever will do the catching, bat seventh. And Jennifer Dowd will play first base, bat eighth. And over at second base is Elizabeth Wilson, and she'll bat in the number nine spot.
All right, first pitch swinging and fouled away into the Eagleville dugout. First pitch to Posada from Claire Patton for the Lady Cougars of Middle Tennessee Christian School. Wind in the 0-1. This one low. Good stop by Sweeney.
Eagleville finds themselves in a hole early. They need to, if you're an Eagleville fan, you'd kind of like them to put some runs on the scoreboard and answer this Cougar first inning.
Wind in the pitch to Posada. It's going to be speared out there by Hickey. Nice catch over at first. That gets by her. That's at least two, I would say. And now one away for Courtney Marlin, the left fielder. Right-handed batter. Looks at the first pitch from Patton. Inside and low. Pretty nice night. A little warmer today, I think, than it was yesterday.
Yes, it definitely is. Somebody sent us out on a frigid night.
Chopper back to Patton, the throw to first. Now two away.
Whoever does the scheduling sent me and Rafferty in bitter cold tonight. It's, you know, almost game perfect.
Was it bitter cold?
Bitter. Bitter cold.
Or are you just bitter?
No, I'm bitter and it was bitter cold. I notice you've always missed those games. I don't know how that's working out.
Guerra.
You knew I was going to mention it. You knew I was going to mention it tonight. Poor Rafferty. I think he wore a T-shirt.
Did he really?
Yeah, it said Beach Bum or something on it, and he was freezing.
Well, he'll learn. Here's another 0-1 pitch. This one fouled back and into the screen.
We looked for a Michelin outfit in my truck. We couldn't find one.
It only
you
takes,
still had it in your trunk.
It only takes one of those, doesn't it? Just one of those cold nights with a
T-shirt. You know what's funny about those kind of games, Brian? You sit there and you feel pretty good for the first hour, but boy, when the sun goes down at about 7:30, it just, I think, changed about 10 degrees. That was an Ephus pitch right there. Oh, that was weird.
It just kind of rainbowed in there and called it a ball. Some of the fans thought it might have been a strike. Waited for days for that one to get to the plate. This pitch in there for a strike called and a strikeout of Guerra. And the Lady Eagles go 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Let's go to the second. It's 3-0 Middle Tennessee Christian School on State Farm Prep Softball.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
Jill Peterson, Mallory Bowman, and then back to the top of the order, and Devin Welker here in the MTCS second. Lady Cougars leading Eagle Bowl 3-0. Looking for their third district win of the year.
This is history in the making.
Well, we have...
We didn't even mention it. It's history.
Pitch outside from Hannah Mays for the Lady Eagles. Yeah, we have not been able to ever broadcast an MTCS softball game because they don't have lights on their home field and just never worked out with our broadcast. However, these two coaches came together. This pitch outside as well. And moved the game time by about an hour to allow us to broadcast this one, and we certainly appreciate them helping us. So we broadcast these two teams for the first time ever against each other. May sails this one right down Eagle Way. Two balls and a strike. She winds and deals. Swing and a miss by Peterson. That ball looked like it was coming right to her, and then at the last moment sliced outside. 2-2 pitch. This one low. Count goes full. Mays with one strikeout, but two walks and a hit batter in that first doomed her in that first inning. Swing right back to the pitcher, Mays, and she makes the catch. Those are kind of scary too, John. You got to have good reaction time to catch those.
Yeah, that was Hannah Mays is very quick, though, and she handled that pretty well. One unassisted, if you keep a card.
Mallory Bowman, the second baseman. Right-handed batter as well. Pop-up. Mays says she has it. And one unassisted one more time. Two away.
Going to set a record here, Hannah Mays, as she makes the third out. It's never been broken. It's been tied many times. Same player making the same out in the one inning.
She's doing it all so far. Winding the pitch. This one low from Mays. She needs an inning like this to regain some confidence. Of course, last year, I don't remember the score exactly, but I think it was 21-19 and so many extra innings between these two teams. This pitch way outside and gets away. That's what that thunderous roar was back at home, if you were wondering. Our field mic is...
You don't have to call the emergency broadcasting network or anything. It's just the backstop.
Yes. Two balls, no strikes, the count. And this one in there from Mays. Fastball right down the middle. Wide in the pitch. This one foul tip. Just did get a piece of it. So now battling back in this is Mays. It's a 2-0 count. Now 2-2. She winds and deals. Popped up. And it's going to be in foul territory. Lefevre can't make the play. Chad Lehman in the Eagle Bowl dugout. Coaching up the defense right now. Here's another 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball right field. Guerra coming in. Now drifts over to the right and makes the catch. So the Lady Cougars go 1-2-3 here in the top of the second on State Farm Prep Softball. Your score 3-0 to the bottom of the second. We go after this.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The time is now, Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
The liquidation of a business on Saturday, May the 14th at 10 a.m.
This is going to be in Woodbury. It's a liquidation sale. It's at 1751 Doolittle Road. All types of things will be auctioned off, including antiques. Again, this auction is going to be Saturday, May 14th at 1751 Doolittle Road in Woodbury. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
Bob Parks Auction. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you tonight in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Palale's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Franklin's Printing.
First pitch to Jessica Pugh is fouled away from Claire Patton, the MTCS pitcher. Lady Cougars in the orange, black pants. Black pants for the Eagleville Eagles, but the maroon tops. Strike on the inside corner of the pitch to Jessica Pugh. And Patton is ahead 0-2. She winds and deals. Took something off this time, and she swung at it. It's going to be a strike them out, throw them out. It's a back-to-back strikeouts dating back to the first inning for Claire Patton. Going to bring up Hannah Mays, the pitcher. Like to try to dig into this 3-0 lead MTCS put together after the first inning. Patton, first pitch is a strike. The fastball just about belt high. This pitch, she took a big cut at it. Comes up empty. So Mays behind 0-2. Well, same thing happened to Pugh.
Patton bringing it right now.
She toes the pitching rubber, winds and deals. This one fouled away and out of play. Just a little late on that one was Hannah Mays. The Cougar baseball team taking on Nashville Christian today, by the way, if you're a Cougar fan listening in. It's Nolan Pearson and Josh Adams, the starting pitchers for Oakland and Smyrna in their series finale. Tied at one apiece. Chopper to Watson over at third. The throw across the field to Hickey at first. And now two away. 5-3 on the putout of Hannah Mays. Last hope for Eagleville here in the second is Ashley Tidwell, the center fielder. Right-handed batter, the first pitch to her. Gets stopped by Sweeney. The ball gets away from Patton. Here's the wind of the 1-0 pitch, and it hit her. So the first base runner for Eagleville is on with two out. Tidwell takes first, hit by pitch. It's going to bring up Lefevre. She is the catcher for the Lady Eagles. The wind in the pitch to her, swung on, hard hit, but foul down the first baseline and out of play. Not a cloud in the sky, about 68 degrees, I believe. Sun goes down, it will be a tad cooler tonight. Wind and the 0-1 pitch. This one outside.
Feel sorry for you.
It's not bad right now.
No, it's not bad at all.
I think a light jacket night will do it.
And there's probably not a 25-mile-per-hour wind from the north.
Was a little windy, wasn't it, last night?
Did I tell you I was bitter?
Yeah, just a little bit. Chopper back to Patton. She bobbles it and now throws it over to first. Good recovery there by Claire Patton. 1-3 on the putout, and that ends the Eagleville second. No runs, no hits. There was one hit batter, and there was one Lady Eagle left. We're going to the third with your score, 3-0 Middle Tennessee Christian School on State Farm Prep Softball.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up, it's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus the Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Air's funeral home scoreboard, and more. What is more and more? We're going to have more.
Much more.
More what? Okay,
well, not much more than that.
I just read them.
But there will be
I just
more.
Read them. Shouldn't question them. I just read them.
We mentioned scores, didn't we?
Yes.
Broadcast schedule.
And more.
And more, yeah. Could say an additional items, I guess.
Yes, additional items.
Hannah Mays still out there for the Lady Eagles, facing 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Beckham, Sweeney, and Watson here in the top of the third. First pitch is inside low to Beckham. No Braves tonight. They're off tonight.
1-2 in a row, though.
Traveling back home to play Milwaukee. This pitch swung on. Chopper through the gap, and it's going to fall into the outfield in front of Tidwell, who relays it in. So a single to lead off the third for Beckham. She's been on both times. She walked back in the first and scored the second of 3 runs in that first for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Now Sweeney, who really did all the damage. She is standing in. She had a 2 RBI triple back in the first. Over at first is Beckham.
Got pretty good speed down there. Look for her to take a base too. I think Eagles expecting it as well.
May slowing up a little bit. Winding the pitch. This one outside. LaFever immediately looks over at first to see if Beckham was going to go. They may have pitched down on that one. 1-1. Sign from LaFever, and here is the pitch from Mays. Inside, hitter. So the second hit batter of the game, and Middle Tennessee Christian School has 2 on as Beckham goes to second. Didn't really want to give her much to hit at, John, because she had the hardest hit ball of the game so far in the first.
Got a little too close and hit her, and now Middle Tennessee Christian in business.
Watson, the cleanup hitter, is in here. He takes a strike called on the first pitch.
She showed bunt, and I wouldn't be surprised if she does bunt, try to build this 3-0 lead, get runners in scoring position.
Probably got some power behind the bat, too, and they pitch outside to her. Do have a place to put her, but would load up the bases with nobody out. So Eagleville in a bit of trouble here in this third. Winding the 1-1 pitch, swung on, liner down the third baseline. It is going to be just fair. Beckham taking third and now comes home. The ball gets away, and Sweeney is going to wind up scoring from first as well. It actually hit her as she touched the bag. And so where does she wind up going? She's down at second. I couldn't see. Watson took second, so we call it a single.
Error on a throw. That would be E7. Hit her in the back.
There was an E7 there. She does get an RBI out of that, I would say. But not on the second one.
No.
Winding the second pitch to Hickey. Is outside.
And Brian, she took second on the throw, so that's where she is down there. So
an RBI single in the books for Ashley Watson. 2 runs did score, 1 on an error, and it's 5-0. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Nice pitch high and outside to Hickey, who walked her last time up. So when they get base runners on, they get them across home plate. Strike just nips the outside corner. Three balls and one strike to count to Hickey. Mays winds, deals, swinging miss, but it will advance Watson. Ball gets by Lefevre. So runner at third for the Lady Cougars.
Well, that single really just barely was spare. Just hit the chalk.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be a strike him out, throw him out, but can Hickey beat it out? I think she did.
Runner at third held. So runners at first and third, Brian, and still nobody out for the Eagles.
So that is,
even though there was a strikeout.
Second strikeout of the day for Mays, but Hickey is at first. Now Hickey is going to take second. So runners at second and third. Should be one out on the board.
That strikeout was she didn't get her out on the throw.
Second pitch in there, so Mays continuing to deal. In some big trouble now with two on still and nobody out. 0-2 pitch. This one inside. And gets by but hit the bat. Fouled away. Patton just did get a piece of it. Or make that Adams. Winding the pitch. This one chopped foul. Five nothing, Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Eagleville. And Eagleville in some deep trouble here. Chopper back to Mays. They're going to come home with it. And out at home is Watson.
Well, I've missed a place on my scorecard, so maybe there is one out.
Well, I missed
Claire
it, too.
Patton, Claire Patton.
Well, they've only got one out on the board. Now a chopper to Wilson at second. They come home with it again. It was dropped by Lefevre. Couldn't hold on to it and run scores. So Hickey scores the sixth run for the Middle Tennessee Christian School Lady Cougars. Adams is over at first. Pitch outside corner. Got that in there to Bowman. That's Peterson over at first, by the way. This one fouled back and out of play. Adams is at second. Base is loaded here for the Lady Cougars. Only one away. Swung on. Back to Mays. They come home with it. Lefevre on the plate. And so Patton is going to be out. Well, they're doing all the right things, John, even though they're putting the pipe on the ball. They're coming home with it. One run did score, but that's how they've gotten two of their outs.
Right, and keeping the score at six. Kind of important, but a pretty good hitter here, Devin Walker.
Welker is the ninth batter here of this inning. Hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first. She takes a strike on the first pitch from Hannah Mays. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, fly ball, drifting back Wilson to make the catch. Fly ball to second, ends the inning. There were three runs on, two hits, and there were three Lady Cougars left. Your new score after 3.5, 6-0, Middle Tennessee Christian School here on State Farm Prep Softball.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
Looking for a place to get advice on the right feed and supplies for your animals, but get frustrated shopping in the big box stores? This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. I guarantee you'll find anything you need for your pets and farm animals. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from sun, windows, and doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. The people you know. The people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Las Casas Feed Supply.
A little slapper here by Dowd. And the throw over to first. And Dowd retired, one away here already in the third, John.
Winner's Trophies also sponsoring our game tonight. Cellular Concepts and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Elizabeth Wilson, the second baseman, stands in her first at bat. First pitch swinging, comes up empty. Wilson plays second. MTCS leading the Lady Eagles 6-0. Winding the pitch, this one outside and high. In the bottom of the third, Riverdale and Blackman 1-1. Last score that I had. Swung on, fouled away. Cougars leading Nashville Christian 3-1 in the top of the second. Last scores that I've gotten here for you. Oakland and Smyrna scoreless after an inning. This one gets away and hits the screen. We will have plenty of action for you next week, including this matchup in baseball. Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School next Tuesday. Winding the 2-2 pitch. This one is in there. Strike called. And the third strikeout of the afternoon for Claire Patton. Kim Elliott said they felt like they were much more solid with their pitching, and I think Patton has proven that. Good stop by Sweeney. She's made a couple of good stops behind the plate, too.
Yeah, they're pretty strong. You concentrate on being strong up the middle, and these two, and you add Devin Welker at shortstop out there.
Swung on. Combination. Chopper to Bowman. Flips over to first. And 1-2-3 go the Lady Eagles here in the third. No runs, no hits. Nobody left. To the top of the fourth we go here on State Farm Prep Softball. Your score, 6-0, Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We're talking to Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA and on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street. And, Mike, you've got everything anybody would need for any tailgating.
The high school games, you can come in and get you a good dollar off a family pack or $2 off a picnic pack. 8 to 10 people, family pack, 40 people. We can also get you a slab of ribs. For your Saturday games, like MTSU games, we do ribs, $1 off your half slab and $2 off a whole slab.
Rick's Barbecue with two local locations. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off of Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013. Don't forget, check out GoPrimetimeSports.com for a list of our upcoming broadcast. And thanks to some of our sponsors tonight, Prentice Alsa Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant out on Las Casas Pike. John Dinkins going to take you here for the next inning or so, couple innings, whatever it takes, Mr. Dinkins.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Shelby Beckham will lead it off. She'll be followed by Abby Sweeney, then Ashley Watson, the first three to face Hannah Mays here in the top of the fourth. 6-0, Middle Tennessee Christian leads it. Here's the wine in the first pitch. Swung on, bounced foul down the third baseline. Out in front here, 0-1 to Shelby Beckham. Beckham has walked and she singled. She scored two runs. She's at 1-for-1. Pretty good day going on here for the 2-3-4 hitters for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Between them, they have three hits. Here's the pitch. Took a little something off. It's in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Mays. And she's out in front of Beckham. 0-2, here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped to third, bobbled, picked up by Posada, but no chance to make a play. And it's going to be an E5. And reaching will be Shelby Beckham, the leadoff hitter.
Second error of the game for Eagleville, and they've had someone on leadoff every inning except the second.
Abby Sweeney, the batter, tripled, driven in two runs, and hit by a pitch. The pitch is high, 1-0. Beckham with an opportunity to take a base. Hannah Mays has given up six runs on three hits. Here's the wind in the pitch. That one sails high on her. And it's 2-0.
Might have been a little pickoff attempt on there right there, John.
Well, if you are trying to do that, Brian, you want to try to get it up a little bit for the catcher, help her out a little bit. Make it one motion. Here's the pitch. Beckham not going anywhere this time and sails outside. Three balls, no strikes. Kim Elliott's got to be pleased with the pitching performance by Claire Patton tonight. She has not giving up a hit. Turn around, squaring to bunt. But takes the ball, and it's a walk. So two runners are on here, first and second. Nobody out. And that is the, third walk by Hannah. Brings up Ashley Watson, had a big RBI in the third. She's also popped up to the second baseman. She's 1-for-2. Squaring to bunt. Holds the bat back, but takes a strike. It's 0-1.
It's a third walk, but there have also been two hit batters, John. So that's, in essence, five walks. And just listening to your game last night, you can see what that can do to a team.
Wow, that was crazy, wasn't it? Pitch is high and outside. One ball, one strike to Miss Watson.
Eight walks by Blackman pitchers. Riverdale wins a big one last night. And they're tied 1-1 this evening so far.
Ball sails high on Mays. It's two balls and a strike to Watson. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here. We're in the top of the fourth in a 6-0 Middle Tennessee Christian School lead over Eagleville. And here's the pitch. That one just kept high. That was pretty close, but no cigar. Three balls and a strike. Three balls, no strikes, excuse me. The pitch inside. And she walks Watson. So the second walk of the inning, and the bases now are full of Cougars. And Kayla Hickey will be the batter. Walked and struck out. She's 0-for-1. Pitch way out in front. On a change up, and it's 0-1. No place to put Kayla Hickey. They'll go home with it, infield in. Pitch sails high. Good play by Lefevre. Keep that one going to the backstop.
Well, if she doesn't make that catch, there's going to be a run score, I would imagine.
A ball and a strike to Hickey. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, chopped foul to the on-deck circle. Claire Patton got out of the way of that one. One ball, two strikes. Patton is in the on-deck circle, getting ready to hit. Bases loaded, no outs. Here's the pitch. Just a little high. Count even, two balls, two strikes. One thing about it, Brian, you got a beautiful view of the highway. Nice little area. Goes all the way to the screen. Coming in to score is Beckham, and she scores easily on the wild pitch. So another run is in. It's now 7-0 as Beckham scores. And that wild pitch hurt. Runners are at second and third. Still nobody out.
They're doing a lot of construction here. I noticed a lot of portable classrooms, but a lot of construction here at Eagleville. I guess this addition is going to be ready by next school year.
I think you're probably right. And we did a baseball game the other day, and you park, if you're going to a baseball game out here at Eagleville, pitches inside a ball. If you're going to a baseball game at Eagleville, you have to go around to the new gym area, and they've got to set up concession stands out there, a little portable concession stands. Got it pretty nice out there. Really enjoyed that game, other than Mother Nature being a little angry that day. It's a good ball game, too.
Had a great morning that morning when we did the softball game.
Had a great three innings before it came down. Pitches a ball. It's really sad, though, when you're more concerned about the radio equipment than Rafferty's life. That's really sad.
Well, he's expendable.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
We're fixing to go off the air right now. Pitches a ball into the dirt. And no advancement. There, no effort to get out of the way is the call. Two balls, no strikes to Hickey.
Well, that would have walked in a run, too.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Past the second baseman into right field. Another run is in. Scoring is Sweeney. And here comes Watson trying to score. She's going to be safe. Runners move up second and third. So Sweeney scores on the single. Watson also scores. And Kayla Hickey is down at third. And with a single and two RBIs is Claire Patton. Make that Hickey. Big hit there, right past the second baseman. So three more runs are in. It's 9-0 now, and Posada goes out to talk to Hannah Mays. 9-0, Middle Tennessee Christian School. We are in the fourth. And at the plate is Chandler Adams, who's grounded to short. She's reached on a fielder's choice. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swung on, popped up out of play down the right side. Look at that, Claire Patton. I was right the first time. She had the single, didn't she?
Yeah, Patton had the two RBI single. Hickey is on. She's down at third.
Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball and a strike. Only one hit in the inning. A couple of walks. Here's the pitch. Swing was a little late. And it's 1-2 now to Chandler Adams. She'll be followed by Jill Peterson, then Mallory Bowman. 9-0 Cougars. Here's the pitch. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Lady Cougars got a 3-1 count. Lady Cougars are rolling right along here. Swung on, bouncer short. Gets by Posada. Another run's going to score. It's going to be an E6. So Chandler Adams reaches. No RBI for Chandler. But the run scores. And going to second. Make that third is Patton. Well, Patton's not only helped, she's helped herself tonight with two RBIs, and that error hurt. That's 10-0. Here's the pitch. Strike call from Mays. Going down to second is Adams. A lot of base runners for the Lady Cougars tonight.
They're playing very aggressive here, John, in this game tonight, too.
The pitch. High. Ball and a strike.
A lot of stolen bases by the Lady Cougars, and floodgates have kind of opened here They were only held scoreless in the second.
Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. They're going to try to score. This is going to be close. She's going to be out at the plate. Claire Patton trying to score from third, and that makes it one away. So Peterson's still at the plate. Now there's one out, runner at second.
Well, that happened to Claire last time up too, John.
So the runner is Adams down at second. And here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into center field, and in for a hit. Holding at third will be Adams, and a single for Peterson. Second hit of the inning. And that's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Mallory Bowman, who's popped out to the pitcher and reached on a fielder's choice in the third. 0 for 2. Squaring the bunt with one out and takes a strike, 0-1. Let's see. Four runs are in this inning so far, and it's 10-0 here in the fourth. Lady Cougars, State Farm Prep softball here from WGNS. Pitch is low, runner going. Now the throw down to third, and it's over the third baseman's head, and Adams going to come in and score. That would be an E2 on that throw. Down to second. Peterson scores. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bouncer second. And the throw to first in time for out number three, but not before. Five more runs come across on two hits. And we are at the middle of the fourth. It's the score. Middle Tennessee Christian 11, Eagleville nothing.
We'll take a break and be right back.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
They've got some mighty good eats at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike in the Food Lion Shopping Center.
Our fried chicken, it was so popular we had to put that on the menu for every day.
Home style cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Lunch and dinner Monday through Friday, Saturday breakfast and Sunday lunch. Plus, Ricky Turner says don't forget the desserts.
Fried peach pies to blackberry cobbler, peach cobbler, so Mississippi mud.
And the list goes on. The Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to Food Lion.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And they lead off the inning, and Courtney Marlin gets the first Eagleville hit on the first pitch in a 10-0, 11-0 game with Middle Tennessee Christian leading. That's the first single for Eagleville. Just between short and third. So Marlin is down at first, and that brings up Yashinia Guerra. Struck out in the first. She's 0 for 1. Claire Patton with the wind, and here's the pitch. Dunce it right back to the mound. Marlin going to go to second. Good bunt there by Guerra. Brings up Jessica Pugh. So Eagle trying to get a run on the scoreboard here.
trailing 11-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Pugh struck out in the second.
Five runs in the fourth. John, they hit three runs in the first and then three in the third and five in the fourth. MTCS to take an 11-0 lead.
0-1 the count to Pugh. She'd be followed by Hannah Mays. The 3-4-5 hitters are up, and Guerra just sacrificed bunted. Here's the pitch. Takes the ball high. One ball, one strike.
Nashville Christian and MTCS in baseball after three, tied at three apiece.
Here's the pitch. That one gets away. Back to the backstop. Going to third is Marlin. So she is down there in scoring position where it just takes a ground ball or a fly ball of any kind, get it in. And I would think Middle Tennessee Christian would concede a run. I'm not just to get an out here. Leading 11-0. Here's the pitch inside to her.
Smyrna Blackman softball underway. 0-0 in that one. I've got two different scores, Smyrna and Oakland, so don't really know what's going on there. I'll try to give it to you if I get it.
And Jessica Pugh walks. Runners at first and third. That is the first walk. She did hit a batter in the second. So Patton, runners on here, first and third, one out.
Well, Mays would certainly like to help her cause here a little bit, John.
Grounded out. Last time up, she's 0-1. There's the throw down to second. She's safe. Throw back to third, and she's safe. And that was close. So Pugh goes to second on the stolen base. Back to third is Marlin. Runners at second and third now for Mays. Has a 1-0 count to her. Right-handed batter. Here's the wine and the pitch. Swung on, bounced to short. Welker going to go home. The throw is in time. And that was a super play by Sweeney down there behind the plate because she knew that base runner was going to barrel in on her, and she made the not only the catch but made the tag. And you can't fault Chad Lehman for sending her because it would have taken a perfect throw, and that's what they did.
Well, perfect throw, and it also takes Sweeney back there behind the plate, John, to make the catch and know that there's an impact coming. All of the things worked out for the Lady Cougars.
Runner going, throw down. She's going to be safe. And that is Hannah Mays with the stolen base. So now, runners at second and third, two out. It's going to take a two-out hit from Ashley Tidwell. Hit by a pitch in the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bouncer right side through for a hit. One run in. They're going to send Hannah May. She scores easily. It's 11-2. Middle Tennessee Christian now with a nine-run lead. Big hit for Ashley Tidwell. Just didn't try to do too much, just kind of steered it through the right side and picked up a couple of RBIs. And she is down at first base with two away. So scoring is Jessica Pugh and also Hannah Mays.
Well, John Eagle trying to come up from off the deck here. Now going to keep this game alive, obviously, with only nine runs on the board. And they'll have to play a fifth.
Two runs are in. Here's the pitch. Down low a ball to Heather LeFevre. She grounded back to the pitcher in the third inning. Cougars lead over the Eagles 11-2 now. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bouncer to first. Picked up, easily done by Kayla Hickey for out number three, but not before Eagle puts two runs on the board on two hits. There was a walk in the inning, and there was one left. We've completed four. It's the score now. Middle Tennessee Christian School 11, Eagleville 2. You're listening to State Farm Prep Softball on WGNS.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, Freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Middle Tennessee Christian School.
giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations, check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
And we go to the top of the fifth. Middle Tennessee Christian School leads Eagleville 11-2 here in softball action. And, Brian, a little life in the Lady Eagles on that last inning, and they've cut the lead into 9 runs now.
Well, of course, it's a 10-run rule after 5, and so
they were literally battling for their life, weren't they?
They were, and they kind of came in off the deck, put 2 on the board, and now it's going to be up to Middle Tennessee Christian School to try to pad that 9-run lead if they can.
Hannah Mays, her job is to hold them. Here's a swing and a pop-up, and the second baseman, Wilson, drops it. Had it and dropped it. I don't know if the sun gave her a little problem, because she was coming in, Brian, from the shadows to the sun, and I think she looked up at the last second. She does have sunglasses on, but I still think that maybe bothered her a little bit. E4, and Devin Welker reaches, and she can fly. Here's the pitch. Going to bunt is Beckham. She is going, and the runner's going to get to second. A strike is called. No chance for Lefevre there to throw her out. So Welker with a stolen base is down at second. Nobody out. Beckham, the batter, with an 0-1 count.
Well, there's no doubt our listeners at home can hear when there's a pass ball.
Yes. And the stolen base by Welker is going to go into the outfield from the throw from Lefevre, and Welker's going to score. Did that all without a hit. 2 stolen bases, Devin Welker. We told you she could fly, and Beckham the batter. Lefevre, and now Chad Lehman going to go out and have a little powwow with Hannah Mays and the Lady Eagles.
That's why you kind of have, John, that speed in the leadoff spot, and she did everything she was supposed to do. And Welker scores a run, reached on an error, and 2 steals later, pass ball got her home. And it looks like we may have a bit of a change here in the lineup, so it looks like we may have a pitching change, John.
Well, we're waiting to see what's going to happen here, but I think you're right. Coach Lehman has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. And we are waiting. There's an equipment change. We've got time to take a break whether they change pitchers or not. It's a 12-2 our score. Middle Tennessee Christian School leads the Eagles, and we'll be right back.
It's spring cleaning week at Lightning's Locker Room. Through Saturday, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. That's right, this week only, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Richley Road, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturday on campus, 10 to 5. Don't miss the big spring cleaning sale at Lightning's Locker Room this week only.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we didn't have a pitching change. We had a catching change, but still, that's all the same.
We're still in the dark, too.
Yeah, we are a little bit. But the new catcher is Blake Tidwell. No, not Blake Tidwell. What am I saying here? Here we go. Ashley Tidwell. She's going to be behind the plate. And we have, I think, a new center fielder. We'll get that name for you in just a second. And the throw down, Tidwell is the new catcher. As Chad Lehman makes the change. Coming out is Elizabeth, let's see. Lefevre comes out. Tidwell goes behind the plate. And we'll get you that change in the outfield here in just a second. Beckham is the batter with a 1-1 count. Nobody out. 12-2. Middle Tennessee Christian School leads it. Here's the pitch. Liner in the center and through for a base hit. So Beckham keeps the inning going with a single. First hit of this inning. And that brings up Abby Sweeney. Doesn't get any better for Eagleville as Sweeney, Watson, and Hickey, they've been trouble all night. Sweeney tripled in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, walked in the fourth. Pitches a ball outside, 1-0. And Brian is back with all the changes.
There was more than one, trust me.
Got a new second baseman, too, I think, maybe. Here's a pitch, grounder to short. Could be two. Flipped to second, one. On to first. Not in time. And nice play there by Posada to get the lead runner.
Okay, so Tidwell comes in from center field to catch. Marlin goes from left field to play second. Guerra goes from right field to left field.
Here's the pitch. Throw down, runner going, gets out in the center field, and taking off, that's Sweeney. She's going to wind up at third. Stolen base. Got second on the error from the catcher, Tidwell.
Corkendall comes in, John, from the bench. It's Haley Corkendall. She's playing center. And Toussaint, Alexa Toussaint, is playing right field now.
Oh, that's simple.
So there's all of your changes.
That's no problem. Well, it's going to be an adventure if one goes in the outfield because they've all changed. Here's the pitch. And a hitter. So Watson hit by a pitch. That is the third batter, I believe, that Hannah's hit. And Watson goes down to first. Staying at third over there is Sweeney. And we're going to get a runner for Watson.
There have been two more, John, that actually have been hit by a pitch, but he called interference on those.
Got it over, ma'am.
And running is Lester for Watson for Middle Tennessee Christian. Runners at first and third, one out. Umpire's ready, made all the changes. Getting ready to get back in here. Kayla Hickey, the batter, walked, struck out. Singled, I think. That's one I'm not sure of, Brian. Here's the throw down as the runner goes. Lester still second with no throw. Probably a smart move. Runners at second and third now. And one out. 12-2 our score. Middle Tennessee Christian School. This is softball. Wind in the pitch. Line to third off the third baseman's glove. The throw to the plate is late. So Pugh had that line drive pop out of her glove. Tried to go home to Tidwell, and it's safe. And another run scores as Sweeney scores. And it's now 13-2 here in the fifth. And Lester
down at second.
Yeah,
I think,
she did. She stayed there. And Hickey is at first. That's got to be E5, Brian. And the pitch is a strike call to Claire Patton.
Two errors in this inning. They've been costly for the Lady Eagles, and MTCS has taken advantage of them with two runs. First run scored. Welker scored. She got on by a run and stole two bases.
Here's the pitch. Chopped down to third. Foul. Lead back up to 11. Lady Cougars. District game here. 2-4, the Cougars, Brian, right?
In the district,
four.
Yep.
Swinging a foul. Boy, that went to the Eagle Bowl. Dugout, and I hope there's a expectant mother that is being guarded down there, Miss Jackson.
She's taking refuge in the corner.
She's a coach. It means a lot to me, Brian. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout for Hannah Mays of Claire Patton. That is strikeout number 3 for Mays. Brings up Chandler Adams. Grounded to short. Fielder's choice and reached on an error.
That assistant coach is carrying your second grandchild.
That
right
is
now.
Correct. Little Mia. There's a liner into right center. That's going to be trouble. It drops in. One run's going to score. Two runs going to score, maybe. No. She's out at the plate. That's Lester. And the inning is over, but another run crosses over as Lester actually scored and Hickey was thrown out at the plate. And another good inning for Middle Tennessee Christian School. They get three runs and they get one hit. And they've got one left. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. 14-2, Middle Tennessee Christian School leads Eagleville. We'll be back.
Some drivers think comfort is found in leather seats or dual climate control, but for 40 million American motorists, comfort is knowing they have a State Farm agent who's always there providing personal service at a competitive rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So call me, State Farm agent Andy Womack at 890-0850, and I'll help you make sure you get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. If you hear a rumble of thunder, well,
it's not thunder.
If you have hail damage at home or whatever, she can help you with that if you've got the right insurance. So get to a better state. State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
And the last shot here for Eagleville. Oh, what a play. Grounder to second. And a super play by Bowman. She went far to her left, scooped it like an ice cream cone there, sticking out of her glove, and she hung on to it and made the throw for the out. Beautiful play, 4-3 on the putout, and that brings up Elizabeth Wilson. Brian, Eagle needs a couple of runs, don't they?
Yep, they need, John, they got to get at least three to keep this thing going.
Pitch is a ball low, 1-0. Claire Patton gone all the way, giving up two hits, two runs. Middle Tennessee Christian School scoring has been a little more difficult. Swing and a miss, that ball was in her face, and couldn't hold off on the swing. Elizabeth Wilson struck out in the third. She's 0-1.
Well, that's going to look like a routine 4-3 force out, John, but tell you what, that was a great play.
Down low, a ball. That may be, that's a blue star for sure, and that may be one of the best plays we've seen all year.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it came on the first pitch, and we were barely back on the air. Here's the pitch, strike called to Elizabeth Wilson. Two balls, two strikes, 14-2 our score. Middle Tennessee Christian School has led all the way, got three runs in that first inning and have not looked back. Swing and a miss. Wilson is a strikeout victim for the second time, and the fourth strikeout for Patton brings up the top of the order and the last hope for the Eagleville Eagles. Teresa Posada lined out in the first and grounded the second in the third. She's 0-2. Hit the ball hard, just hit the ball well. Nothing to show for it. Pitches a ball outside, 1-0.
Only one hit given up by Patton. on the afternoon, and that was to Marlin, who's in the on-deck circle.
Cougar defense has played really well tonight. Ball pitched behind her. One play, the play by Sweeney at home on the throw from Wilker was a beautiful play, and Bowman just made a turn to Blue Star over there at second.
Well, you got to have that great play by Wilker to make that happen, and then Sweeney's got to make the catch and hold on to it.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Bouncer second. Bowman gets another chance. Flips it to first in time. And that is your ball game as Eagleville goes quietly in the fifth. 1-2-3. Our final score here. Middle Tennessee Christian School lead wins it by a score of 14-2 over the Eagleville Eagles. And when we come back, we'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have the Midas shift change of the game, also the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, and, of course, our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Our final, once again, Cougars 14, Eagles 2. We'll be right back after this timeout.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.